In Detroit, you can snap up a home for just a few thousand dollars. But just because a property is cheap doesn't make it a good investment. NPR's Jason Margolis reports on a University of Michigan professor who is teaching Detroit residents how to become shrewd real estate investors.
Peter Allen has been teaching a real estate investing course to students in Ann Arbor for more than three decades. This summer, he's doing it 45 miles east, Saturdays in Midtown Detroit.
I crammed this into 4 weeks for you all, and I was a little sleepless last night.
That's because he's throwing a lot of new terms and principles at his class pretty quickly. His 18 students are mostly middle-aged African-American community leaders. Allen requires them to target a home in Detroit, then work through the numbers. Lenita Carter stands in front of the classroom showing repair projections for a 900-square-foot house.
It needs quite a bit of repairs. It needs new floors. It needs, the plumbing needs to be fixed, electricity.
Her estimate? $21,000 in repairs. She actually bought it last fall for $3,900. Allen is helping her evaluate if it'd be worth taking out a mortgage for repair costs and eventually renting it out.
So you've got a mortgage payment of $360. You got a tax bill of maybe $50 a month.
He adds up a few more numbers.
So you've got a rent of $850 and you've got payments that are no more than $600. So you got a $200 dividend left in your checking account every month.
Allen estimates that he's taught 3,500 students over 34 years in Ann Arbor. He's now in Detroit because he says he wants locals to revitalize their own neighborhoods.
This is the best way. Individual, grassroots, entrepreneurial, house by house, skin in the game approach to neighborhood revitalization than any government program or city directed program could achieve.
Allen is volunteering his time.
I tell the students the only compensation for me is that when they're finished fixing up a house, they invite me over for dinner.
Allen's students might be more cautious than the average home buyer. After all, they are taking a class first. Consider Dana Hart, a woman in her early 40s. We walked around Detroit's North End where she rents.
My father raised me and he said, Dana, you will never own a home. It can always be taken from you by the bank. It can be taken from you by the city. It's not yours.
She's considering going against her dad's advice because she sees property values in Detroit coming back.
If you don't own property, you have a likelihood of being pushed out, and I don't want to be pushed out of this neighborhood.
She has her eye on a place with boarded up windows, graffiti, and overgrown weeds. She doesn't think eyesore.
I think brick. I think look at the steps and the landings that you can put flowers on. I look at the balcony.
And now she looks at property taxes and interest rates and the first three rules of real estate, which everyone knows have to do with location.
I know how to do, you know, walkability scores and such.
There are some things that are hard to predict in Detroit, though. I went to Lenita Carter's new home, the woman who spoke in class. It's a charming bungalow from the outside.
It was used as a doghouse, so that's why you don't want to go in right now.
A doghouse meaning there were literally dogs?
There were literally seven pit bulls inside of this home.
You can still detect the faint odor of urine wafting out from inside. The dogs were protecting three squatters who were living there illegally. It took a long time for Carter to get them out. Back in the classroom, Peter Allen sees this as a teachable moment.
As you look back in that process, could you have improved upon it? Do you have any advice for the audience?
I would have done it faster, because I bought the house in October, and they just got evicted last month.
The squatters did a lot of damage in that time. She eventually paid a bailiff $2,000 to evict them. Allen asks if it might have been better to offer them $1,000 to get out. That might seem like a form of extortion, but ultimately, Allen says, it's really just about being a wise investor. Jason Margolis, NPR News, Detroit.